Now, the U.S. and Taliban have begun formal high-level talks in the Qatari capital, Doha, over the conflict in Afghanistan. The American team is led by U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad. Taliban Deputy Leader Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar has also joined the negotiations. This is the first time a top Taliban official has taken part in talks since the two sides began a peace push last year. Sources close to discussions say negotiating parties seek to hammer out timeline and logistics for potential U.S. troop withdrawal from the country and guarantees the Taliban will not host militant groups. Some 14,000 American troops are currently based in Afghanistan. Joining us now in Washington is Mr. Michael Springman, author and former U.S. diplomat. Hello, Mr. Springman. Pleasure to have you back to the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on, should we be optimistic about these talks?
We should be partially or quasi optimistic, I would say. You've got the American ambassador to the Afghan reconciliation, Zalmay Khalilzad, and he is an old-line neocon. He worked with Zbigniew Brzezinski in creating the Mujahideen to fight in Afghanistan against the Soviets, and they were transformed later into Al-Qaeda and ISIS and so on. So we've got the hardline master there, and the Taliban, basically what they want is simply to get the foreign troops out. Besides the 14,000 American soldiers there, you have 27,000 mercenaries, 10,000 American, 10,000 third country national, and about 7,000 Afghan. So I think that the proof will be in the pudding, how many soldiers will be pulled out and how much of this pressure to keep the Taliban controlled areas, which is about as much as the government controls now in Afghanistan, away from what the Americans believe to be terrorists. It depends, you know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. So I think that anybody who's been close to Brzezinski, anybody who's been close to George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, I think you've got to look at him askance and see what he's going to produce, and will it be for the benefit of all the people of Afghanistan and not just a few. That's my view on the whole thing.
Right, Mr. Springman, but you know, I guess the at this point, the big elephant in the room is the Afghan government. Where does the Afghan government stand in all these negotiations and throughout this entire process?
Well, they go back and forth, but by and large, the Afghan government would like to have peace in the country, and they've offered talks in the past and ceasefires with the Taliban and succeeded just to a limited extent, and all have foundered on the fact that the Taliban want the foreign soldiers out of Afghanistan. And the Afghan government, which is propped up by the Americans, can't really agree to that.
Yeah, but ultimately, it's not going to, we'd have to be, you know, simple-minded to think that the Taliban will be happy with just to have American troops leave the country. At some point, they're going to want some control over probably the government or the politics or the bureaucracy that runs Afghanistan. So can the U.S. leave Afghanistan and let the country have its sovereignty back and at the same time not give up the political process, take it away from the Afghan government and hand it to the Taliban?
Well, that's the issue, and I think you put your finger on it. And I think that the situation is now with the Taliban controlling about as much of the country as the government does. I think you're going to have to show some recognition to the Taliban's control of the country and have maybe another Walia Jirga, this time including all of the Taliban members and all the high officials, and agree with the government to get the foreigners out and to have a control of Afghanistan by the Afghan people themselves. And that's going to be the difficult part. The Americans don't want to give up their influence, and it remains to be seen how many American soldiers will be withdrawn.
Thank you for joining us there out of Washington, D.C., Mr. Michael Springman, author and former U.S. diplomat.